Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know the initial reason that Detroit pharmacist James Verner created the ginger ale Verner's? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be taking the time to thank every pharmacist on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic for their hard work during these unprecedented times. As we approach the start of the holiday season, it is as important now more than ever to show our thanks to all of the healthcare workers and to realize their value in the field. A pharmacist can bring communities together, especially with the help of new technology and advancements, according to Samir Balil, clinical pharmacy manager of Giant Food Pharmacy.
You know, nowadays with technology and advancements and everybody wants you to be accessible. And that's something that as a healthcare provider, pharmacists have got that. And, you know, I was like, we're accessible. And that's the unique thing about being a pharmacist. And, you know, we're accessible 365 days a year, usually, and we're just an amazing liaison between both patients and their physicians. And generally, if you need anything like a vaccine on Thanksgiving, you know, you're not going to get into your doctor's office. You know, your pharmacist is there for you and very easy to get to.
In terms of medication safety, Dr. Allison Hansen feels that pharmacists are the most accessible medication safety experts out there.
About 91% of Americans live within 5 miles of a community pharmacy. So that's a lot of people that can reach a pharmacist almost immediately. Pharmacists in the community setting are really important because they educate patients on medications, they provide vaccinations, and in addition, they may even be really accessible for COVID-19 testing. We've seen some community pharmacies implementing COVID-19 testing right at the pharmacy. In addition, once a COVID-19 vaccine is hopefully released, we'll see pharmacists giving that vaccine as well. In addition, our community pharmacies, we've seen some states allow pharmacists to do what's called therapeutic interchange, which is switch medications for a patient that are within the same drug class. And therefore, that's helped alleviate some medication shortages we've seen with COVID-19.
Being an access point for patients seeking care and maintaining continuity are just some of the other great ways that pharmacists provide value to the healthcare space, according to Sandra Leal, Executive Vice President of Symphonia Rx and President-elect of the American Pharmacists Association.
Pharmacists have been classified as essential healthcare workers. And when you think about this post-pandemic and pre-pandemic, pharmacists have always been a place that people go for care, especially now with vaccinations and all of the public health efforts, making sure patients are taking their medications appropriately and making sure their safety and optimization around their medication regimen. So really, pharmacists are incredible access points, and hopefully that will continue to be emphasized post-pandemic.
We are taking a short break to celebrate all the pharmacy heroes at the Ann Arbor Veterans Affairs Hospital. The team has mobilized quickly to protect their patients, themselves, and all other medical professionals during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the peak of quarantine, the team helped other local VA facilities obtain medical supplies and implemented a Meds to Beds program with the emergency department to prevent the potential spread of COVID-19 throughout the hospital. Lindsay Weiland, a PGY1 pharmacy resident, estimated that the team has transitioned at least 90% of their patient visits to telehealth and said they are continuing to expand telehealth efforts to protect their patients. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. And now a quick word from the fit pharmacist, Adam Martin, on how to develop your personal brand.
Hi, my name is Adam Martin, founder of The Fit Pharmacist. And becoming named the most influential pharmacist in the profession of pharmacy, I use what I've learned to help you make a breakthrough in your personal brand as a coach to help you stand out and build the career that you desire and deserve. The foundation of your brand is you, which is why I'm here to help you dispense your full potential with my series of snippets I've created for you, your personal brand playlist. Track 2 on your personal brand playlist is the repeat button, because we become what we repeatedly do. The secret to blowing up your personal brand is very simple, but that does not mean that it's easy. Here's why. What you do in private, you'll be rewarded for in public. It really is that simple, but again, simple does not mean easy. When it comes to applying this principle to scripting your brand, I invite you to ask one question and be super honest with yourself. Are you chasing shiny objects, or are you focusing on mastering the fundamentals? Because guys, this is the biggest mistake I see not only people make who are trying to grow their brand, but quote, coaches who are teaching branding to those trying to build it as well. It is the core reason behind brands that last long term, and it's also why you see so many brands come and go, fizzling out like a flash in a pan. You have to do the work behind the scenes if you ever hope to make it long term in the spotlight. If you're looking to have your personal brand grow consistently, you have to grow consistently. The simplest way to do that is not focusing only on metrics like followers, likes, and the latest social media algorithm. It's focusing instead on your habits. Build your foundation on a rock, not on sand. Followers, likes, that crap comes and goes, but the level of value that you give to others is determined by how well you master the fundamentals. You need to script your brand by building the biggest asset you have, you. This is exactly what I do, leveraging my expertise and helping clients across the world dominate their niche by building up their brand. If you want more content like this, please follow me on Instagram at TheFitPharmacist for more content to help you script your brand and stand out as the go-to expert in your career.
Now back to the show. Specifically, in the treatment of patients with cancer during the COVID-19 pandemic, Petros Grivas, associate professor at the University of Washington and medical oncologist at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, said that there are multiple different opportunities for pharmacists in oncology.
Therapeutics, you know, we all, you know, remember trials like the recovery trial in the UK that look at dexamethasone, or trials with remdesivir that got, I think, regulatory approval in the US, and other therapeutics that have been tested. And we discuss with our pharmacists to look at these data sets, you know, critically evaluate the data and the publications and see, you know, which of those data apply to our patients. So I think this is an ongoing discussion. The pharmacist has a significant role, let alone other details like drug-drug interactions, you know, other particular nuances in terms of the patient comorbidities, you know, any impact on the EKG and, you know, QTC interval. There are many recent, you know, I would say broad spectrum of different applications where the pharmacist and the oncologist and other providers can come together in the patient journey. And this applies very well in a rapidly evolving data landscape.
In rural areas, such as where owner and pharmacist at Love Oak Pharmacy, Benjamin McNabb, works in Texas, being available in medically underserved areas has huge value.
We have limited access to hospitals, urgent care, and primary care. And those patients that have limited access, who do they typically go to? They go to their pharmacist. And additionally, that pharmacist is available many times a year to chronically ill patients. They're in contact with that patient. They're developing those relationships. A primary care doctor may see their patient 3.5 times a year, while the community pharmacist is developing that relationship and seeing them upwards of 35 times a year. So that number of touch points can be leveraged to the benefit of the healthcare system, the patient outcomes. I think that pharmacies can do a lot in monitoring and care coordination to improve outcomes. And if we align incentives appropriately with the health plans and the primary care and the pharmacy all aligned to improve the patient outcome, there's many more things that a pharmacist can do from month to month, managing that patient as part of the team.
For patient spokesperson for National Blood Clot Alliance, Carolyn Bernal Silva, pharmacists are one of the most crucial pieces of a medical team.
I personally still use a pharmacist that I grew up with. I like to say, you know, we look around for our different medical professionals. We get second opinions. And why don't we do that with our pharmacists? Because they are such a key piece to our medical story. I feel very comfortable going to this pharmacist in particular. I've grown up with him. He has seen me through all 11 years of my anticoagulation. And he's just a core piece to my medical team.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The reason Verner's Ginger Ale was created was to help with stomach aches. Verner's was created partially by mistake while working on a concoction to help relieve stomach aches when he was called to the Civil War in 1862. When returning from the war, James Verner discovered that the barrel he had left was filled with a delicious beverage. The drink went public in 1866. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus, and thank you to every pharmacist out there who is working hard to keep us healthy during these times. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.